So now let's summarize this section on product development with your excellence in product development mindset mantra. I'm going to say it twice. Try to say it with me the second time. I will innovate. I will deliver unique products so my company has something exciting to sell. I will compete effectively, and I know that doesn't necessarily mean head-on. I will keep pace with my industry through continuous and relentless study. I am committed to continually improving and replacing my own products and services, and I'm going to do it quicker and more efficiently over time. Once more, I will innovate. I will deliver unique products so my company has something exciting to sell. I will compete effectively, and I know that doesn't necessarily mean head-on. I will keep pace with my industry through continuous and relentless study, and I am committed to continually improving and replacing my own products and services, and I'm going to do it quicker and more efficiently over time. So now rate yourself. If you are excellent in product development, if you are constantly delivering innovative products and services and doing it on time and with expected budgets, you may rate yourself very high, in the 80 to 85 to 95% range. On the other hand, if you haven't introduced a new product in years and you know that you're falling behind and you don't have a competitive leg to stand on, you may want to rate yourself a lot lower. Think of some of the things that you can do right now to improve your probability of success or accelerate your growth in the area of product development. Create some goals around them, make a 90-day plan, and then do the work. Take a few minutes to process all of this information on product development, and then take a break. The next key performance area is on customer service. This is Paul Hoyt. Thanks for listening.